Good morning and welcome to me. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So much spiritual literature is devoted to describing the bliss of being that it's tempting, read Screwtape, to discount being in the process of awakening as being. But as we have seen over this past year, on every call and in every person's participation, being shines forth as clarity, compassion, sincerity, patience, delight, generosity, love, and the joy of intelligence knowing itself. In any moment of insight, are we not awake to awareness, angels, perfection, gifts, utter fullness, and guidance? As we live into our realness, the locus of practice shifts to establishing a constancy of attention on awareness, not arriving anywhere, but just resting here. In the words of A.H. Almas, essence can feel like something that comes and goes, rather than seeing that our perception of our nature is what comes and goes, because that perception is not clear. We can count on Screwtape to thwart our efforts at constancy, but can also count on ever-expanding faith to recontextualize each ego encounter as a happy, blessed opportunity. So let's practice in this final week of the retreat and in every moment. Let's practice celebrating awareness, the constant companion in our lives. And here's our next caller. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller?
This is Dan in Minnesota.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Sherry. Of course I was thinking about you because I was on the call, maybe getting unmuted to talk to you. But I was also thinking about you because it's very snowy here and there's a cardinal that's hanging out on a bird feeder. And I think I recall that cardinals are special friends of yours.
Oh, they absolutely are. I fantasize bringing them to Western Washington. I know they would actually love it if they would just get here.
If they just get here, yeah. So
it's
anyway,
just like us, Dan.
Yes.
Just like us.
Yes, exactly. I'm thinking the same thing. Yes, it looks beautiful against the snow, and it is the angel I'm looking at right now. I was actually just reflecting that I live with two angels, and that's kind of nice.
Very nice. And that statement will make you very popular with those angels.
Yes, they, and it's funny, living with two angels is also living with, three, including me, conditioned people. And so there's a lot of happy, blessed opportunities in that interaction.
Dan, but let's be clear. There are three angels in that house.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
And three conditioned humans.
Humans. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a cardinal.
We don't want to leave him out.
Right.
Not for a minute.
Okay. Well done. Thank you for that. Yes. So it's been a great year. I don't have much more to say than that, but thank you.
Oh, it has been a great year, and thank you. And truly, it's a good Lord willing. That we all get to do this again because it is just such a treasure.
Yeah.
And so grateful for it for however long it is. My beloved Dr. Hammarskjöld, for everything that has been, thank you for
thank
everything
you.
To come. Yes.
Yes.
I might have butchered that a little, but he'll be forgiving.
That's what I always heard it, and it's perfect.
Good. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dan. Go
Thanks,
happy.
Sir. You too.
Thanks, Dan. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller? Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from Athens.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Ashwini. Oh, gosh. I had so many things, and then I it just all fell away. Well, I guess one thing I can say that's been really fun, I learned how to set it so my phone goes off every hour, and I just say notice. And then I made a one-minute recording about noticing and put lots of celebration. So my practice has been when I notice, whether it's during meditation or just going around in the world doing things, when I notice, I'm like, yay, just really celebrating instead of arguing or feeling bad or just yay. So that's been really fun.
Mm-hmm. It is fun, isn't it? Awareness is fun. Just noticing is fun. Because everything else we do, it's that quote from Sherry, which I'm going to butcher, right? Joy is here when we stop doing everything else. And it is a celebration of life.
And it's so, so it's been really, because I've done a lot, had some so upsetting things a few times. So I did several two-handed recording and listening practices this week. And I think this noticing with joy and helped me really even be more expressive, uncensored, and then to be a witnessing even more affectionately. Mm-hmm. And it's been very transformative.
Yes. Yes. And what I hear you saying, Tony, is the practice is the transformation, right?
Mm.
So it's upsetting, and I do the two-handed recording. The alarm goes off, and I celebrate awareness. And as I do the practice, such an unfortunate term, well, as I practice, there's so much more access to the being that shines forth its compassion and delight and patience and affection.
Yes. And not losing time being listening to criticism for, say my attention got pulled away in meditation. Instead of going down that road, it's like, oh, yay, I just noticed that my attention went over here, and not no blame, no criticism, no judgment, just yay.
Yes, and that's such an important point, because when we are aware that the attention wanders, there is awareness, right? And that's a crucial moment where Screwtape can lose the soul in his words, because then he wants then the attention goes to, oh, your attention wandered in meditation. What a bad practitioner you are. But if we're there noticing and celebrating the noticing, we're actually in what's real in the moment, because there is awareness aware there, not. There's nothing to feel bad about. It's a moment of celebration. So acknowledging it is acknowledging the reality of what it is, right?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's what's really, that's what's going on. That's what's real.
That's what's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I just want to add my thank you to you and Sherry. And it's so good. I really appreciate this whole practice and this whole year. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tony.
Go happy.
Go happy. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? This queue is not cooperating. Sorry. Hang on a second. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Hi, it's Anna in Home First in England.
Hello.
So just like everybody else, it's been a really, really wonderful year. And this final assignment, it is really amazing. Like, you think, how can the previous ones be topped? But I really love it.
This one is a showstopper, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. And I will use this in, you know, for the next few months. I've enjoyed all of it. have particularly, I loved the Hafiz a poem and the guardian angels. So I've been practicing with those all week, and they just really make me happy and really make me smile. And it's just a really interesting sort of experience. Whenever I sort of remember about sort of the angels or whatever they are, this person who's in my body with me going to the market, I think, you know, because it's called who me, and it's all about who am I, like, I don't feel like me, and I feel really big. It's just been very interesting. I just really enjoy it. I've not looked into it too deeply. I've just gone with the feeling. I just feel like I'm filling up the room that I'm in, and then I feel like I'm filling up beyond the room, and that's just really fun.
Here's what I would encourage you with, okay? Mm-hmm. You can trust your feelings, because that that is exactly what's happening. In fact, I was telling Ashwini that this little phrase dropped in, right? Always I, never me. Mm-hmm. And what that meant is the confusion between the I, the very large I, the all that is I, that is the I of everything, and the confusion that we are the me that is doing all of this, being all of this, see, right? And and what I project you're experiencing there is the movement. And I think it's you're right, it's what the Hafiz poem was pointing us to as well, that we have so long identified ourselves as this little me, and kind of this little center in the midst of all of this other, right? There's me, and then there's everything else. And as we practice, there's that growing sense of the expansion of what we have thought was the me into a realization that it is the I that is all. And so exactly as you're describing, there's a feeling of becoming very large and filling the room, and then going beyond that as we sort of dissolve the me into the I.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. The expansion. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful, and I'm just going to continue with that. And I'm not going to talk anymore, so that someone else will come on.
I hope that you do continue with that.
I might get so big that I'll just pop and wave my hand at you all over there, and you'll see me.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, exactly. Oh, so. In fact, I think that's what's happening right now.
Yes, I I love it so much. Oh, it's brilliant. Thank you so much for this, Simon. Thank you for you all. Thank you for all of Sangha. Thank you so much, and you all take care. Gassho.
And you too. Okay. All right. Gassho. Go happy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Go happy.
Thanks, Anna. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Chris calling from Massachusetts.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Ashwini. I just want to echo what a wonderful year it has been. Even if ego tried to make a big case that I am no longer part of the group, as much as it tried, that is not true. And so I could see through that story.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, whatever ego says is really palpably not true, and the success is in recognizing that it isn't.
Exactly, and it's like a phrase that we had at some point along the way that I picked up, because I have been in the back of the V of the birds of that image that I've been carried forward by everyone. And there's a phrase that I've gotten so much practice with, which is, this is a going nowhere conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right,
Yes, exactly. That's such a beauty. The ego wants us to believe that belonging, or it's all so conditional, is the word that I'm looking, is a phrase I'm looking for, right? That everything, participation, I mean, belonging is a conditional, loving is conditional, everything, you're not loved, you don't belong, whatever it is, because X, Y, Z, and we fall for it. And so I might have been at the, not at the front of the V, but at the back of the V, but that doesn't mean that the transformation hasn't happened. Right, that I've not been practicing, that I don't belong. None of those conditioned, what comes after the else is necessarily not true, just because what ego says you should be doing in order to deserve it or earn it or XYZ is what ego says. Now, that sounded very incoherent, Chris, but I think that that's
no. Yes, and it's exactly that. It's the belonging is... you know, when I am able to see through the story, and then so the awareness comes where I see through it, and then I see that I am part of all of it. You know, it's not, I'm not flying alone in the sky. I'm actually flying.
Right.
I'm being carried, and I'm part of the greater the formation. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautifully said. We're always part of the greater formation. That's a given, which is probably why Screwtape has to vociferously argue against it through a deflection of the energy, I mean, attention. Because otherwise we'd notice that. We'd be aware of it as the given.
It's the given, exactly. It's like the dark room and the light room. And once you have seen the light room, even if you're in the total dark and I'm, you know, you still have the awareness, you know, that part, that's part of your awareness more and more. And so that's just been, it's been such a wonderful year. I've had all of Sangha in my ears constantly throughout this year, I have to say. And so ego saying that I'm not involved is a going nowhere conversation. And what is true is that I am part of the greater formation. I have Sangha in my ears all the time, and that's what I'm turning my awareness to over and over again.
That's right. We hold with that phrase, this conversation is going nowhere. So I don't have to listen to it. I don't have to believe it. I can simply ignore it and turn my attention to being aware. That's so lovely.
Thank you for everything. Thank you to all for this wonderful, wonderful year. And I'm excited that we will have all the more things to look forward to and be excited about.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Thank you, Chris.
Gotcha.
And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller. Right, let's try someone else. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, this is Helga in Charleston.
Hey, Helga.
Hi. So, yeah, it fits right in with the last conversation. You know, there was in one of the assignments in the last weeks, there was, you know, for extra credit, pay attention, you know, I can't remember exactly, but, you know, look at what has changed for you with practice. You know, and there were a bunch of things that came up around that, you know, important things. But with this Hafiz poem, what dropped in was I used to feel so lonely so much of my life, you know, except that time in the commune, I've felt lonely and that I didn't belong. And that is completely gone. I mean, I haven't felt that in quite a long time, you know, and then I thought about that. That is true on so many levels, you know, from the micro the fact that when I was in such turmoil, I was able to reach you and you responded immediately. And I can't tell you how much that meant to me. To the Sangha, you know, that I know that there are people out there that want to look deeper, that want to go deeper. Mm-hmm. To the fact that there's life all around me, you know. I mean, there's ants, there's birds, there's trees, there's... I mean, it's like I have to really be completely lost in my head to think that I'm lonely. You know, it's really not possible when I'm here. It is not possible.
Yeah.
And then the Hafiz poem pointing to something that is also my experience, that I can always pick up the recorder and catch into that other me, you know, that
mm-hmm.
wisdom,
the bigger
that
me,
constant, the bigger me, the constant companion.
Mm-hmm.
And so on all these different levels of being a part of this big blanket of life, you know, that I'm mm-hmm. a thread of that. And of course I am.
Yes.
I mean, how could I not?
Yes. Yeah. And that's such a perfect statement. I have to be so lost in my head to believe something so ridiculous as that I am alone or I'm not a part of. Because the evidence to the contrary is just everywhere around us. Every breath we take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is so huge for me. So I just want to, you know, say what everybody else has said. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and I would say, you know, I personally, I'm very happy that this is happening for you at this time in your life, when there's been such an effort on the part of karma, ego, whatever it is, to bring all of this, to make all of this true. You know, the transition from your work and all the time, it would be so easy to believe that those voices were true, that what they were saying was
mm-hmm.
was actually so. And so to have this mm-hmm. kind of awareness to carry us through those kinds of places is just, it's priceless.
Yeah.
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 So,
yeah.
Very happy.
So, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Go happy.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Helga. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, yes. Yay. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Sonny. This is Tracy in Oceanside.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, I'm joining the chorus the gratitude chorus for this year's astonishing year of practice and gratitude to, I mean, Sandra, oh my God, and you and Sherry, and also to the practitioner. There's been some, I guess, basking this week and gratitude for, I mean, just continuing to show up.
Yeah. And rightly so, right, Tracy? And rightly so. In that place that Sherry was just talking about, I, not me, that mm-hmm. I can delight in itself, seeing itself, or what it's doing to seek itself, without any trace of what that would look like from an ego perspective.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's one of the Screwtape paragraphs about how the enemy wants every one of us to be delighted in ourselves and in everybody else's accomplishments, right? Because it's a delight in I, the large I, in its accomplishments. There's a celebration there that could be so unselfconscious.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. That's so beautiful. Yeah. And it's, you know, every week in every assignment, there's something, there's some gem, some treasure that drops in. And this week, there was just something landed around that it's not, it's the human that awakens, not the ego. And I, you know, this, the notion that the self attains enlightenment, the self small s, I mean, something about that just like completely landed and brought, opened up this inquiry into, well, okay, so where do we look for evidence of awakening or awareness, and who's in charge of this? Who's in charge of this human who is committed to practicing wholeheartedly? So, you know, he's like, yeah, it was just every week there is a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly so. There is a treasure because there's a practitioner open to the receptivity to grace, right? It's always a call and response, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah. So thank you for meeting me today. I'm just twinkling here in gratitude and celebration, and so looking forward to continuing the journey with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that seems to be it too, right, Tracy? Again, thank you. Gratitude for the happy, blessed path, and that it is a path that is unfolding. And this might be our last call of this retreat, but we already have, it's not an ending, it's just a point in the progression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. You can always start back at the beginning tomorrow listening to the radio show for the year.
Exactly.
Thank you. Go happy.
Thanks, Tracy.
What a great point. We can always start this very retreat again.
That's right. Yes. Actually, yes.
Go back and see what all that wisdom looks like now with where we are now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
All right. I think we still have time for one more caller. So next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Jill in Massachusetts.
Hey, Jill.
Hey. I was just thinking about this phrase that was offered me once when I was on retreat, which is, these are the actions of an enlightened being, so be it. And it was so surprising to me as someone who's so used to the constant recrimination from conditioning about what I'm doing and, you know, all that.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, that phrase, it just made me smile to have it drop in again as a
message.
As a message.
From the angels who are walking along with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That just felt really, really held. And, you know, this time of year, oftentimes, I have a lot more social interactions, my food gets a little off, and my energy is just rate gets very high, and yet it gets colder outside. So the idea of going outside more is there's a disincentive, especially lately. It's been like 20 degrees colder than average and like this icy wind constantly.
Ouch!
Yeah, and so me and my little walking companion are, you know, we have good intentions, and then it's like, yeah, after 15 minutes, it's like, yeah, no thanks. so that came to me during this call of like, yeah, that's, you know, sort of like a broad perspective about what I work with during this month of like high energy and, you know, not the usual outlets. And
well, it, which is wonderful, because all of that high energy can be turned right back inward on itself, right?
Yes.
To just light you up and make you even more open and susceptible to angelic interference, love, mischief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. It did drop in too during this call. Like, I don't feel like I'm twinkling as much as like a forest fire in some ways, but sending out this huge amount of heat and light. But
good.
That's fine. You know, that's fine.
Yes, perfect. As a matter of fact,
it's perfect. Yeah. Yes, these are the actions of an enlightened being. So be it.
An on fire enlightened being.
An on fire enlightened being. Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, I just feel like moved to damp eyes. Just thinking about this year and all that I've received, and thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you are so welcome. You know, again, I referenced this earlier, but we can't do it with everybody, obviously, because there are just too many of us and we're out of time. But so many people in Saga that we know about have gone through just enormous things in their lives in this year.
Just
huge things.
Yeah.
And have come through it. With a deep practice that has just gotten deeper through all of the pain and the difficulty. Now, all of the places that would have just turned into horrible, horrible suffering without the sincerity of the practitioner showing up to do the practice, take care of the human being and walk the path with all of us. So it has been glorious. And I am very grateful, and I know Ashwini is going to chime in and say the same thing, because we talk about this all the time, how grateful we are to be going through this life with this group of people. It's just, could not be better. So
it's heaven.
Thank you.
It really is.
Yes, and
you.
Kiss that baby for me, would you, please?
I will, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jill.
So, thank you.
Thanks, Jill. Well, Sherry, I guess we get to sign off on this year.
I think so. Doggone it.
With lots of gratitude in our hearts and grateful, as you said, to being in the process of being loved into what we are as love with lots and lots of love.
Yes. Yeah, with such loving beings. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. And as we said, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry. Deep Gesho. Go happy, everyone.